News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. This is Yaffe once again here on the Yaffe Dale Jackson Super Show. Why the face, Dale?
Because it's the Dale Jackson Yaffe Super Show, and I'll tell you why that is. You know why? Because it's Friday!
And now, from sunny North Alabama, it's $50 Free-for-All Friday!
I'll believe it's the Yaffe Super Show when you tell me it's Friday. But until then, I'm not buying this whole thing. It is $50 Free-for-All Friday here on the Dale Jackson Show. We're doing a non-scientific poll for the 5th Congressional District. If you want to get your votes in here, you are more than welcome to do so. A couple of different ways to get them in. And we're going to keep this one open a little longer all the way through the Super Show. That ends at 11. So we'll continue to update you on the polls here. But here's how you get them in. You can call in on the Bullet and Barrel Shot Line at 866-494-WVNN. That's 866-494-9866. Or you can get in on the gigaparts.com instant reaction, where you can tweet us and Facebook us at the Dale Jackson. And Yaffe, what's my email address?
Dale@WVNN.com.
Okay, off the air, Yaffe's like, do you get out your email? Yeah, I give it. Oh, yeah, I guess you do. Dale@WVNN.com.
He says things and I just tune it out.
Is
sometimes.
It Yaffe at WVNN.com? Because you never give out your email address.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But then
just
I
checking.
Have to spell it.
Okay. That's true. Also, you can get in on the Scout. PestControl.com, WVNN Hot Take text line at 925-494-9866. Lots of ways to get in there. Lots of polls, people coming in. Andy Blaylock coming on strong in this hour, I'll tell you right now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's playing. So he's down.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So he's definitely sharing, and his people are coming in. And that's good. That's how you get it done. I think that's what turned you into a Lou Burnett super fan. All of a sudden, all these people were like, "I like Lou." Yeah, he's like, "Me too. I love that guy."
More texts than ever, supporters for Lou Burnett on our text line.
Is that a clue as to where that governor's race is going for you?
Possibly, okay. But you have to find out next week on my endorsement week.
You know, I'd be hesitant to ask our next guest, State Senator Arthur Orr, to weigh in on this election. But I know that he already weighed in on one election, and that would be the election of Governor Kay Ivey. That re-election, he weighed in the governor's race there. Senator Orr, good morning. Thank you for joining us here. We're down in Montgomery. You did not show up to accept your accolades for, I believe, the 14th most powerful person here in the state of Alabama. I'm number 51, obviously. Yaffe's number 6,827.
I moved up a couple spots.
Senator Orr, good morning. You want to weigh in on this 5th congressional race, or should we start talking about the governor's race instantly?
You just can't help yourself, can you?
I cannot.
We'll do whatever you want to. We'll do whatever you want to do, Dale. It's your show. You're the king. So
that's true.
No, it's the Yaffe Dale Jackson
we'll,
Super
we'll
Show.
We'll play along.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this real quick. I don't know if you were listening earlier. I reenacted my interaction with the governor. Last night at the Yellowhammer event. I'm going to reenact it for you right here, and I want you to tell me if you're surprised by this, okay? This is the entirety of the conversation the governor and I had, and I'm going to set the scene for you. She's walking down the walk. I'm standing next to Dylan Smith, who's a writer for Yellowhammer. She walks right to me and says nothing. It just says hello to Dylan Smith and walks off. Are you surprised by that, Senator?
Well, Dale, let me tell you, you intimidate people. You leave them speechless. And, I mean, I think it's probably an appropriate interaction by the governor with when she's faced with such greatness. It does leave people speechless.
That's true. I would agree with all of that. All right, Senator, let's get serious here for a second. You've endorsed the governor for her race. You've come in and you've endorsed her. What was your reasoning?
Well, let's say, there's several reasons. I don't have a list in front of me. The one that comes to mind first is she has been good, by and large, to work with on the legislative side of things. So in getting things done, she's tried to coordinate and communicate and work with us. So that's something that I think it's very important. If we have Republican governors squabbling with Republican legislature, nobody looks good, and a lot of times very little will get done. But this governor has been, by and large, there have been a few exceptions, but good to work with us. Now, as we talked about last week, is she perfect? No, but who is, including myself? So, all in all, I think she's done a good job. I think she learned from the pandemic, maybe made a few miscues there. But, again, that was an issue of nobody thought was on the horizon back in 2018 when we elected Governor Ivey.
Are you surprised by the recent Signal poll, which we've discussed on this program? They're a legit polling firm doing legit business. There's no question here of whether or not they are playing things straight. They got Governor Ivey at about 40% in a poll. I mean, that blew me away. There was not all the previous polls, I saw a 63, a 58. I think there was a 53 at one point, but there definitely wasn't a trend in the right direction. I referred to her as sort of like the Incredible Hulk or Godzilla getting hit with like a nuclear bomb with all these attacks, but getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's how she started to come off. And then I saw this, and everyone's taking it at face value. Are you?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is the result of the negative advertising against her. And she's not responded in kind by popping Tim James or popping Lindy Blanchard, et cetera. So I think that's what you're seeing. And usually when there are negative ads being run like that, they will knock the targeted person down in the polling. So I think that's what you're seeing the fruit of. And will it create a runoff? The poll would indicate maybe it will. But then again, I think in the runoff, Governor Ivey will come out on top.
You know, it's amazing. Dale Jackson calls Governor Ivey Godzilla, and then he wonders why Governor Ivey doesn't talk to him in conversation.
It's a compliment.
I don't know about that. One thing Dale did say that I'm curious your take on, Senator, is he thinks that if it goes to a runoff, that Kay Ivey's going to lose. I'm not sure about that. I think that's a very bold statement.
My exact words, Yafster, were this. If she goes to a runoff and she's below 45%, she's going to lose. That's what I said. If she's got 46%, 48, I think it's almost a done deal. But if she gets to around 45%, I think she's in trouble, Senator Orr.
Well, it certainly does not bode well, but I don't think it's a automatic that she loses if she's below that 45% threshold. And the reason is this. Then she will have a target, whether it's Tim James or Lindy Blanchard or whomever, to really get after. And she will have the money to do it with. I don't know the challenger, whoever that person is, what kind of financing they'll be able to muster to go full barrel against Kay Ivey. Again, Ivey's likability is very high. Most people think she's done a good job, and they're not mad at her. I think there's a little anti-incumbency undertone out there, just people mad at the world and mad at certainly Joe Biden. Some of that may spill over on her. But when there's a target, both barrels will be blazing at that challenger for the interim between the primary and the runoff. So I wouldn't count her out.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that they're going to go after her. I feel like she really hasn't even addressed her opponents at all in any ads or really anything, maybe a couple of statements. If it goes to a runoff, you think that changes?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, Yaffe.
Yeah.
Then she has a real target. I mean, what good does it do to sit there and pop Tim James, who's down at 15-17%, or Lindy Blanchard, or somebody so far behind? They're all really far behind. But like I said, if there is a runoff, you will start seeing the real guns coming out against that challenger in the runoff.
Senator Orr, okay, so the runoff there, I think, is maybe not inevitable. The runoff in the Senate race, that is inevitable. Okay, that's an inevitability, and I think we all know that. Mike Durant's had a really bad week. Okay, he's had a really bad 24 hours. In the last 24 hours, you've seen more about his sister come out. She's out there wanting to talk, and it's coming through the Alabama Political Reporter, so we all know where that's coming through. and what campaign that's aligned with. You are also seeing his terrible argument of, I didn't vote because I was busy and running a business, which is just unbelievably arrogant, in my opinion. And then this little dance he's doing with the Lincoln Project, which I almost believe it's a fake fight. I mean, that's how bad I think it might be at this particular time. Have you seen a worse 24 hours for a candidate in a long time? I haven't seen one this election cycle, especially in Alabama. This is really bad.
Well, you've got to tell yourself, Dale, are you in the bubble? And I would say you, my king, are in the bubble. So my point is, how much of the general public are picking up on every little miscue and the postcard from Rick Wilson and all these little inside, back and forth that you're seeing or you're talking about? I don't know how widespread it is just yet. What I think, the Durant people have got to get off their keisters and really start promoting his war service and his story. And if they're going to be able to make the runoff, because, as you know, Congressman Brooks is coming from third and coming strong. And so that's going to be a real fight for that second place in the runoff. And people, they kind of know Mike Durant's a helicopter pilot. They don't know about the success of his business or what he was able to achieve there in the business world. I still think they've got a kind of unknown about him, and the opponents are able now to paint him and to cast the image of who Mike Durant is, and certainly that's unfavorable.
I agree with that. I agree that they're able to paint him how he is, and you're right about the business side. Real quick before we take this break, Senator Orr, you do a lot of work. You're a busy guy. You ever find yourself not able to show up for a primary because you've just been too busy to pay attention to what's happening?
No, I always I think I've got a pretty good batting average on that, if not 1,000%. So it'd be mighty close to it. No, I'm busy, but even have, vote absentee in municipal elections when I happen to be out of pocket.
This makes me want to pull Arthur Orr's voting records. It really does. It makes me want to pull it. State Senator Arthur Orr, stay tuned. When we come back, don't think I let you off the hook on the 5th Congressional District question. We're definitely going to get to that, because that's one we're asking today. I will accept non-answers for that as well. 866-494-9866. That is the Bullet and Barrel shot line if you want to get your answer in here. If you're a candidate and you're interested in maybe promoting yourself in this thing, I'll take that too. I'll listen to that. Get your answers in via the gigaparts.com instant reaction. Tweet us, Facebook us at the Dale Jackson. Email us, Dale at WVNN.com. And the scalpestcontrol.com WVNN hot take text line 925-494-9866. Dale Jackson, Yaffe, Super Show, Montgomery. Stay tuned.
Dale Jackson.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. We are doing our $50 free-for-all Friday question of the day, scientific, non-scientific poll, which is being destroyed right now by Andy Blaylock and his campaign. So they are bombarding our Facebook section, which is throwing it all off. But that's how polls work. Especially our scientific, non-scientific poll. John in Athens, real quick, let's let him answer the question of the day. John, real quick, go ahead before we jump back to Arthur Orr. Who you got? Who do you like and why?
I like Casey Wardensky because as I look at all the candidates, I think he's the best qualified.
All right, there we go. See, that is the way you do it right there. John, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. You just made the list. Thank you. There it is, Kesley. Good Lord. Were we not just talking about this off the air?
Yeah.
I have all these things I like done, and it's impossible to get them all in.
You should just mess up his name even more every time he makes a mistake.
By the end, we'll just be calling him Blep.
Exactly.
All right, Senator Orr, thank you very much for hanging on. I'll give you an opportunity to answer the question or dodge it. Which one would you like, Senator Orr? Would you like to tell me who you're voting for in the 5th Congressional District?
No.
One word answer. I like that.
I love it.
Straight to the point.
I love the honesty there, because this is the thing about this. You ask politicians like who they're voting for, they want no part of that conversation, and it's great. And I don't blame them at all. I don't blame them at all.
We can talk about the race though.
All right, let's talk about the race here for a second. It's been my takeaway that Dale Strong has been playing the tortoise and the hare situation, and he's the tortoise. Slow and steady goes the race. He had a plan from the very beginning. He was up. He's got the name ID. He's got some money. And now here we go. Boom, 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 boom. 2 weeks out. And I think he's played that game very well. Wardinsky's been playing the long game here, the rabbit, where he's not the long game, that's the wrong way to put it, but he's the rabbit in this situation. He's been frenetic. He's been out there the entire time. Pound, 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 pound. And I think that's worked for him. Now we're at crunch time. Paul Sanford's in the mix as well. Has Dale Strong done enough to stay above 50%?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think, you know, you're going to have to see, just very similar to the Ivy gubernatorial race, these challengers or these individuals behind Strong are really going to need to start amping up the negativity towards him to make sure he doesn't walk away in the primary with no runoff. So I would suggest, you know, in the next 10 days or however many days it is, that the negativity by the challengers has really got to come up, you know, got to be escalated to go after Strong for whatever reason. We had a forum over here in Morgan County on Tuesday night, and Strong did not appear. Of course, the challengers, I asked them, I moderated it and asked them to, let's not be criticizing other Republicans. So it was very good, very well held. I was very impressed with the five folks that did show up, and they did a good job and made a lot of good points and conducted themselves very well.
Senator Orr, you know, this is my takeaway on this. We only got about a minute left here, so I'll just try to get this as quick as I can. They've hit Strong on the monument and pretty much nothing else. They got some other tax stuff, which is silly here and there. That leads me to believe that there's just not a lot of dirt that they think moves the needle. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't know that they have the money to have done opposition research and really gotten into that. I don't know how long Strong's been in office, since he's in his 20s. So, yeah. 15, 20 years, I don't know. But certainly there are some votes and there are some things that they could try to make hay over. With a career that long in public service. So it takes work and it takes money to get that message out.
Yeah, we're out of time, but the lack of hay might be the story there, too. I mean, in all those votes, they've got nothing that jumps out. That might be a story as well. Senator, thank you!
The Dale Jackson Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.